Our gospel readings have all throughout this Christmas time, last night at the vigil masses, midnight mass, at the mass at dawn, and now the mass during the day, pointed to the reality that we see in this creche scene, in the manger scene that many of us have in our homes, many of us see in different places, many of us participate in. The scene where God comes to us as the child Jesus comes to us as a baby. And he is proclaimed by God through the angels, by the shepherds, and soon to be all the world, that he is truly the Son of God. And we recognize the glory and the blessing that comes from that. All throughout this Christmas Mass, these Christmas Masses, I've been talking about my nephew, my godson George, and his wife Rachel. They're expecting their first child. They're pregnant with their first child right now. And how that impacts their lives. You know, for many of you who are parents, you know that what that first child means. You, like Rachel, are cleaning out the room that kind of was stuffed full of extra things and are making it into a nursery at this point. You're most probably reading the baby books, getting advice from their parents, all those things. And then as we hear the angels proclaim the glory of God, I can only imagine my godson in sometime in April when the little baby boy arrives, how he will send out messages to the four corners of the world. You know, we used to do it by telephone and cigars, and now it's Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, all those other things, right? But today we remind ourselves what that child means when he comes into our lives. What the child Jesus means when he comes into our lives. Because in our search for Jesus, in our conversion to Jesus Christ, we might have a plan on what we want to do. We might study and get ready for what we think is the right thing to do. And then the child Jesus comes into our lives and, well, all our plans might be or were not worth the paper they're written on, the time spent. Because Jesus calls us into that moment of grace, that moment of love. The great philosopher St. Thomas Aquinas reminded us that we are made for love. We are made for that joyous love of God. And we are only content and only happy when we enter into that joyous, love-filled relationship with God. Now, that's hard to do in many ways because we don't participate fully in the divine life of God here on earth. But Thomas Aquinas reminded us that how we participate in God's joy is by participating in the joyful acts that God invites us to share in. Certainly, the birth of a child is one of the great joyful acts. But there are many others that happen throughout our lives. Those joyful acts of union with others, those joyful acts of caring and blessing and receiving the care and blessing of others, those joyful acts of kindness and generosity, the joyful acts of compassion, mercy, and abundance that God calls us to participate in. And when we enter into those, then I think what we can enter into is what the great Christian author C.S. Lewis once said, is we enter into stabs of joy, where joy breaks into our lives, where joy breaks into our lives and lifts us up and allows us to celebrate that infinite unity, that infinite blessing that God invites us to be in. That infinite unity, that infinite blessing that comes through our participation in the sacramental life that God gives to us. Because we have to remember when joy broke into the world at the birth of Jesus Christ, the world was not a perfect place. He came to redeem it. Much like our world today, he, Joseph, and Mary were living under occupation. They were living under an oppressive government. They were living under a time where there was lots of things going wrong. You can only imagine the shepherds entrusting God, entrusting their flocks to God as they left the fields and fields, the hills and fields, to visit the child in the manger. That willingness to give themselves fully to the moment of joy and to celebrate it in union with others. As the shepherds came to the manger and proclaimed Jesus Christ, Lord, from the voice of the angels that they had heard, that had called and sent them forth into the world. And that is a courage and the willingness that we must also share. We must also participate in. Because God invites each one of us into those little stabs of joy. Those little moments when we are called to share in the love of God with one another. And participating in that, then the joy ever increases. So that in our world that is often filled with so much hatred and violence, so much destruction of life, so many things that go wrong, we are called then to participate in the stabs of joy by bringing Christ into the world, bringing Christ into our relationships with one another, bringing Christ into our thanksgiving for the gifts and the generosity and the abundance that we often are able to share with one another. That is what God calls us to be. That is our Christmas life. That is what Jesus comes to help us to share more fully. Because the more we share love, the more we participate in the joy of God's blessing, the more our world becomes more like the kingdom of God that Jesus Christ proclaims to us, that the angels sing of when they proclaim glory to God in the highest and peace to men and women of goodwill, peace that only Jesus Christ can bring. But it is that courageous act of participating in the joy of God, in those stabs of joy, where we bring those moments of joy to one another, where we receive those moments of joy from one another, so that we might live in the divinity, in the eternal unity of God's love ever more fully. Because yes, Jesus does not bring us a life without struggles, a life without detours, a life without things that go wrong. But rather, Jesus offers us a way, a truth, and the light to carry forward in the joy of God's blessing. So on this Christmas day, that is our hope, that we might participate with joyful love into those moments of grace that God offers to us this day as family and friends as we gather, all days as we encounter Him in our neighbors, in our friends, and those we meet, that we participate in the joy of the birth, the joy of the celebration, the joy of life, as God offers to us His very Son, this day born in Bethlehem.